Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'd like to talk about my trip to Taiwan, which was 3 months ago. Taiwan was a place I had always wanted to visit. So, before I begin, let's talk about Taiwan, the history, the culture, the facts. Nestled off the southeastern coast of China, Taiwan stands as a dynamic island with a history as rich and varied as its landscape. From its indigenous roots to its modern-day status as a technological powerhouse, Taiwan's narrative is one of resilience, innovation, and a complex geopolitical identity. The origins of Taiwan trace back to its indigenous populations, who inhabited the island for thousands of years before the arrival of outside influences. These diverse indigenous cultures with their distinct languages and traditions remind us of the island's deep-rooted heritage. However, it was in the 17th century that Taiwan first entered the global stage as Dutch and Spanish colonial forces established footholds here. The late 19th century ushered in a new era for Taiwan as it fell under Japanese colonial rule after the First Sino-Japanese War. This period brought significant changes to the island's infrastructure, economy, and culture, shaping much of the Taiwan we see today. Fast forward to the end of World War II, when Taiwan was returned to the Republic of China, only for the tides to shift yet again with the Chinese Civil War. The ROC government retreated to the island, establishing a separate political entity while still claiming authority all over China, a situation that has created intricate diplomatic challenges in the decades since. The latter half of the 20th century was a time of transformation for Taiwan. Under martial law, the island underwent rapid industrialization and urbanization, evolving from an agrarian society to a global player in the technology and manufacturing sectors. The late 20th century witnessed a profound shift in Taiwan's political landscape. The end of martial law paved the way for democratization, and in 1996, Taiwan held its first direct presidential election, an iconic moment that solidified the island's democratic identity. The global community watched as Taiwan navigated its unique path, seeking both independence and peaceful relations with mainland China. The One China policy, maintained by much of the international community, acknowledges Beijing's claim over Taiwan while allowing the island to function independently. This complex diplomatic dance continues to be a defining feature of Taiwan's modern narrative. Taiwan's global significance extends beyond politics. Its cultural heritage is a tapestry woven from indigenous roots, Chinese influences, and Japanese legacies. Temples adorned with intricate decorations stand alongside modern skyscrapers and bustling night markets after tantalizing arrays of street food. The island's natural beauty is equally breathtaking. These landscapes have inspired generations of artists, poets, and travelers alike. Today, Taiwan stands as a beacon of achievement, embracing tradition while innovating for the future. Its robust economy, dedication to education, and cutting-edge technology have propelled it onto the world stage. Taiwan remains at the forefront of LGBTQ plus rights in Asia, hosting one of the largest pride parades in the region. As we contemplate Taiwan's story, we are reminded that its narrative is far from concluded. The island's status, its relationship with China, and its global position all continue to evolve. Here are some places to visit and dishes to try when exploring Taiwan. Taipei. The capital city is a bustling metropolis with a mix of modern skyscrapers and traditional temples. There's a high building called Taipei 101, which I didn't get to go, but I saw the building when I hiked to the top of Elephant Mountain. Sun Moon Lake. A tranquil oasis surrounded by lush mountains, Sun Moon Lake is perfect for relaxation, boating, and exploring nearby temples and villages. Although I did not have time to go to Sun Moon Lake, I wanted to share it on my podcast because I think it's beautiful. Jifun. Jifun is a historic mountain town located northeast of Taipei. Known for its narrow streets, stunning views, traditional architecture, and vibrant atmosphere, the town's layout is characterized by narrow and winding streets that climb up the mountainside. As you explore, you'll encounter steep staircases, stone pathways, and hidden corners that reveal glimpses of its past. What was surprising was the way up to Jifun. The bus was like a roller coaster. I had never been on a bus that fast in my life before. I had to grab onto something so I wouldn't get tossed out the window. What was even more scary is the fact that the bus was going up a mountain. Jifun is renowned for its street food offerings. The bustling market streets are lined with stalls selling a variety of local delicacies, such as taro balls, fish balls, sweet potato fries, and herbal desserts. Here are some must-try foods in Taiwan. Bubble tea. Originating in Taiwan, this iconic drink combines tea with milk or fruit flavors and chewy tapioca pearls. Beef noodle soup, a hearty dish with tender beef, chewy noodles, and a rich broth, often flavored with spice and herbs. Stinky tofu, a pungent but beloved street food. Stinky tofu is deep fried and served with various sauces. Oyster omelet, a popular street food. This dish combines fresh oysters with eggs and a starchy sauce for a unique and flavorful experience. Night market snacks. While not specific dishes, Taiwan's night markets offer a wide variety of local snacks such as grilled squid, fried chicken cutlets, oyster vermicelli, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, and more. Overall, my trip to Taiwan was fun. Taiwan was just like Japan in some ways. It was very hot and humid too. I wonder what summer was like in Taiwan. Maybe it's hotter than Japan. Japan's summer was awful. It wasn't this hot 10 years ago when I first moved to Japan. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, especially if you're listening from Taiwan. I love you, Taiwan, and the people who live there. And this podcast, and I hope you, this podcast made you want to travel to Taiwan. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a great day. ポッドキャストを聞いてくださりありがとうございました。ポッドキャストの和訳付きスクリプトはすべてポッドキャストプレミアムにて公開中です。気になった方はぜひホームページまでお願いします。Okay, thank you so much for listening and okay, toodaloo!